Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuftes. And we are at the Mishnah, at the very top of daf Kuftes Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, Fachav Miriam Basmalka Freida, and Shloima Ben Chayalet. So we're moving along. In the 13th parak of Maseches Vachim, parak Hashoichet V'Amayla, and we're discussing the Azara in the Torah, for somebody to take kachim and shecht it outside of the azara, or for somebody to take the basar, the emurim of a carbon, and to be makter it outside of the azara. Zok the Mishnah, echad kachim ksherim, the echad kachim psulam, shehaya psulam bakoidesh. It doesn't matter if the kachim were kasher, or if the kachim were pasul, however, it was a psul, that's known as psulam bakoidesh. It's a psul that happened when the carbon was already in the azara. The kriven bachotz, if a person went and he was makriv that kachim outside of the azara, chayev, he's going to be chayev. The second halacha of the Mishnah is hamayla kizayis mina oila uminho emurim bachotz chayev. If somebody would take a kizayis that's made up of basar oila and a murin of oila, and he would now be maila it bachutz, the halacha is, this person would be chayiv for what it is that he did. So there's two parts of the Mishnah, there's a resha, there's a seifa, and we are going to be mefarish the Mishnah, al rishon rishon val achrein achrein. So what was the resha of the Mishnah? Echad kachim ksherim, the echad kachim psulin, shahaya psulam bakoidesh, the hekrivim bachutz chayiv. The laws of chutz relate to kachim that's kasher, has no psul, or it could even relate to kachim that's pasul, as long as the kachim that's pasul was psulan bakoidesh. So what does this mean? So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to elaborate on this, but the underlying principle of the brisa is something that we already know. It's the hakdama to perek hashoichet v'amaylo. And that is, the Torah says that a person's not allowed to take kachim and be makrivit outside of the azara, because the place that you're supposed to be makriv the kachim is in the azara. In fact, the Torah says that the reason the person who brought a carbon bachutz did something wrong is because ve'al pesach oil moed lo yevienu lasis oisis lashem. Because he didn't bring it into the oil moed, he didn't do with it what you were supposed to do with it. Chazal learned from there that the only time a person is oiv shchutei chutz and Allah chutz is if it was a carbon that if he wanted to bring into the oil moed and he wanted to bring it as a carbon, he could have. If, however, somebody would shecht or be maila a carbon bachutz that even if he wanted to bring into the azara, he would not have been able to, where he couldn't bring it al pesach oyo moed lasis oisei lashem, that even if he brings a bachutz, he's not going to be chayiv kares. It's for that reason the Mishnah says that the laws of chutz, at the end of the day, if you make a summation of all of kachim, what you're going to find out, it's negeya two categories of karbonis. It's negeya karbonis that are kosher. That's easy. A karbon that's kosher, you can bring to the oyo moed. Thus, if you're going to bring a bachutz, you're going to be over there. So chutz. Additionally, it's negeya kachim that are psulin, shahoya psulam bakoidesh. What's the significance of kachim that's pasul, that's psulam bakoidesh? The answer is, it's a Mishnah in Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh. Any kachim that's psulam bakoidesh, the halach is im alu lo yerdu. Any kachim that's not psulam bakoidesh, the halach is im alu yerdu. To the extent that the din of this kachim is that, albeit b'di'evet, im alu ala mizbeach lo yerdu, like Rashi says in the beginning of Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, liyaseh slach mishal mizbeach, that means on some level it is included to the halach of el pesach oyo moyed lo yivienu lasnois oisai lashem. It has a shaychis to an asiyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if that's the case, it too is going to be subject to the laws of Hashoichet Vamayla. What kachim will not be subject? Again, only kachim that's possible. It's even im alu yerdu. It has no shaychis now to lasos oisai lashem. Well, if that's the case, it's missing on the most basic criteria of the laws of Hashoichet Vamayla, and as a result, it will not be subject to the halachis of our Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said, echad kachim ksherim, the echad kachim psulin shayab psulin bakoidesh, the hekriva machutz chayev. The Gemara now is going to bring a brisa that's going to give us the makar to this and elaborate a little bit on it. Tanu rabbanon, we learned in a brisa. So the pasuk regarding halas chutz says, va'aleim toimar ish ish mi beis Yisrael u'minager ashayagru b'soichem ashayala oila oy zavach. Says the brisa ashayala oila, and most gersois take out the words oy zavach. Eli ala oila, from the fact that the Torah says ashayala Oila, you would think that the laws of chutzah only negay a carbon oila. Minay lo rabbis emurei asham. How do you know it's negay the emurim of a carbon asham? The emurei chatos or the emurim of a carbon chatos? The emurei kachin kachin or the emurim of other kachin kachin? Now, what other kachin kachin are there? Oila says mefurish. We just said lo rabbis asham and lo rabbis chatos. What other emurim could there be? A mincha, but a mincha doesn't have emurim. So, what other emurim could there be? So, if you look at Rashi, b'lashoni azav says kivsei atzeres. The kivsei atzeres was a shalmei tzibur, that too was kachik adashim. So that's the only other thing that it could be coming to include. The emuri kachim kalim, or emuri kachim kalim, that could be all emuri kachim kalim. How do you know that's also included? Talmud loymar, it says, asheyala oyla oizavach. So it's not only oyla, it's true for all karbonis as well. Minay, the rabbis hakoim, it's fallo voinavak, teres, minchas kean, minchas koim, moshiach. V'hamenasich, shloishes lugei yayin, v'shloishes lugei mayim. How do you know all these other karbonis that are not an oyla, they're not emuri, not a muri kachim kadashim, not a muri kachim kalim, but they do have dinim to have some form of akrava on the mizbeach in the azara. How do you know that if somebody would go ahead and be ma'il them b'chutz, we'd be chayiv? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says that al pesach oyel moyed lo yivienu, and we learn from there kol abala pesach oyel moyed chayav and ol b'chutz. Anything that has a din to be brought into the pesach of the oyel moyed, if you would bring it b'chutz, you would be chayiv. Says the brayse of itvein liel kachim ksheirim. I would know only kachim ksheirim that has a din of el pesach oyel moyed yivienu. Thus, if you are mekayim the lo yivienu, you're going to be chayiv gars. Minayin the rabbis psulin. How do you know something that's possible that you're not allowed to bring into the oil moed? Kigoin, what's an example of psulin? Halon, psulina, v'hayoytze, v'hatome, v'shenishchat chutzazmane v'chutzam koymoy, also known as pigol, v'shenikiblu psulin v'zarku estamoy, or if a Pasul did the Kabbalah vizarku oy zarku estamay, right? Vani tanim lamata shenasan lamayla, vani tanim lamayla shenasan lamata, vani tanim bechutz shenasan bifnim, vani tanim bechutz shenasan bechutz. What's that known as? Azrika shaloybim koymay u pesach vechata sheshachdon. That's the right girsa shaloy lishmami. Now, how do you know all those things? Now, these are all different psulim. They're all psulim bakoidish, right? So, how do you know all these psulim that are psulim bakoidish? Them too, if you would go ahead and you would be mayla than bechutz, you would be chayef. Talmud loymar, it says v'al pesach. And we learn from here, anything that's subject to the lasois is going to be included in this halacha. Rashi explains, very gishmak. Rashi says that the reason we needed a separate drasha of lasois to include in the laws of chutz, the kachim psulim, and you couldn't include it from val pesach oyo moyed lo yivienu, it's because kachim that's possible, you're not allowed to bring it to the oyo moyed. So the din of El Pesach Oyo Moed Loi Vienu can't be Neskayim with Kachim Psulim. Stating that, once it's in the Oyo Moed, and it's even on the Mizbeach, now there's a din lasois. There's a din to go ahead and be makter it, because it's a din of him alu lo yerdu. So for Ben Pesach Oyo Moed Loi Vienu, I would know all types of things that could go into the Oyo Moed, albeit Ksherim. But I would never know something that's Pasol. How do I know Pasol? Talmud Loimar Loi Vienu lasois. It doesn't even have to be subject to be able to be brought in. As long as when it's in, it's subject to lasos, that's enough for it to be included right now in the halachas of halas. So essentially, if you go through the brisa, there's really four words or phrases in this brisa that gives us the global halacha of halas. Oila, okay, that's mefurish oila. Oy zavach is l'rabbis ole murim. From Val Pesach HaYomoy Lai Vienu, I learned things that have a din halah in the Mizbeach, even if it's not an oila or sharei murim. And from the fact that the Torah said lasois, not just the el pesach oyomoy levienu, but the word lasois, I learned from there that even something that doesn't have a din to come in, you're not allowed to bring it in. But at the same time, once it's in and it's on the mizbeach, at that point there's going to be a teres haktara, that too would be enough for it to be included. That's how I get the halacha of the Mishnah, the reish of the Mishnah, echad kachim ksheirim. All kachim kshem. The echad kachim psulin shayu psulin b'kodesh v'kriv machutz chayif. You're going to be chayif. So we said that we're going to go through this al rishon rishon val achrein achrein. So here's the sefer of the Mishnah. Hamayla kizayis mina oila umina emurim b'chutz chayif. If somebody would take a kizayis of oil, a little bit of basar, a little bit of emurim, and it would be mayla b'chutz, the halach is he would be chayif. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh. So just to keep the case simple and straightforward. So if somebody would take a half a zayas of basar of an oila, and he would take a half a zayas of a murim of an oila, and he would go ahead and he would be mailit, he would be chayv. Zok to Gemara. It sounds from the Mishnah, oila ve'emurea in shlomin ve'emurea in lo. Loi. It's only the Oilo with the Bas and the Murim are going to be Mitzarif, as opposed to the Shlomim and its Emurim are not going to be Mitzarif. This Mishnah, this subtlety, this nuance, this inference, this Diyek is supports something that's Mefurish in a Brayso. Oilo the Emurim Mitzarif and the Kizayis. The Oilo and its Emurim are Mitzarif the Kizayis laHaloisam Bachotz with regards to the Allah of Chotz ulechay valei Mishum Pigul Noisav Tomei. So if an Oilo is Pigul or it's Noisa or it's Tomei, and somebody would eat a half a zayis of bas or half a zayis of emurim, it would be mitzarif. But the bottom line is that this brisa is mefurish, that it's negeya dafka doyla oyla ve'emurim. That's where it's mitzarif from the kizayis la'alois and machutz. That's our halacha. Additionally, oyla ve'emurim is mechayev alem bishum pigul noisav tami. So let's just speak out balpeh what the Gemara is gonna. Read that Royce in a Veinig in 1 second. And that is, what would be the difference between an Oila and a Shlomim? The answer is, it's Kachim 101. An Oila, all the Basar of the Oila has a din to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The Basar, the Emurim, it's Kuloi Kalo. As a result, really, the Basar and the Emurim, you would think is Hainu Ha, Ha, Hainu. You even have to know where it's Negeya, that there's a Chepta of Emurim within the Oila. Because the Emurim, you would think, is just part of the Basar that has a din of Kuloi Kalo. It should all be burnt on the Mizbeach. But the point is that when it comes to the Oila, the Basar and the Emurim are really part of the same Inyan. It's all the same avodah. When it comes to a shlomim, for example, so the basar was eaten and the emurim were burnt on the mizbeach. So it makes a lot of sense. If somebody would be milo, a chatzi zayis avodah, and a chatzi zayis of emurim, bachotzi would be chayiv. Why? Because the chatzi zayis of basar had a din to be brought on the mizbeach and to be burnt, and the chatzi zayis of emurim had a din to be brought on the mizbeach to be burnt. Memelo, you took a kizayis of something that was supposed to go on the mizbeach and be burnt, and you didn't burn it. Memelo, v'al pesach ha'yomoyed lo yivienu lasis lashem v'nichras. You're going to be chayiv kars. But when it comes to a shlomim, the chatzi zayis of emurim, yeah, that was supposed to go on the mizbeach and be burnt. But the chatzi zayis basar, you were supposed to eat. You make a sandwich from it. That's what you were supposed to do with it. L'mashcha kiderach sham alochem oichlin. There's no din to go ahead and to put it on the mizbeach. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be mocked to it, you weren't oyver vel pesach hayomoy lo yivienu lasis loisu lashem, and as a result, you're not going to be chayv. So that's very, very posh, right? Now, that's the Hezber in the Mishnah, and that's the Hezber in the first part of this price. This price said two halachas, though. Oyla ve'emurel mitztarfen lekezayis lahaloysam bachotz. That's in geid halach of chotz. Additionally, ulechayv alei mishon pigul noisif tamas. Let's see the Gemara's analysis of the price. Bishleima, halah. Bishleima, as it relates to halah, I understand. Oyla dekololin, shlomim loy. As it relates to the oyla, being that it's kulay kolol, so the bas and the murim both have it in to go on the mizbeach. So therefore, chatzizayis the bas and chatzizayis emurim is no different than a kezayis of emurim. That's pasha why you're going to be as opposed to the shlomim, where only the chatzi zayis of emurim has it to go on the mizbech, but the chatzi zayis of basa don't have it to go on the mizbech. El pigul nois of atami, my time. But as it relates to pigul nois of atami, why is there a difference between the oila and the shlomim? And the Gemara's kasha is that just like the oila, the basa and the emurim are mitzarif, by the shlomim, the basa and the emurim should also be mitzarif. Meaning, just to be clear, if you have a carbon that's pigul, you had a machshavas pigul, whatever the machshava was. Right now, the carbon's pigul. If somebody eats a kazayis of basa, he's chayv karas. What we're saying is that if it's a shlomim and you eat a half as ayas of the emurim and a half as ayas of the basa, you're not going to be chayv. Gemara says, I don't know why. Besides, Gemara says, not only my time about tanan, it's really a mefurish of Mishnah that you are. Because the Mishnah says, kol ha-pigulim mitzdarfim. V'chol ha-noisrim mitzdarfim. Kasha pigul ha-pigul kasha noiser ha-noiser. And if that's the case, l'cher, we have a stir of pigul, we have a stir of noiser. So it's not just my time aloy, it's more than that. It's a stir of a mefurish mishnah that says all pigul's on mitzarif, all noisers on mitzarif. So why is it that when it comes to the carbon shlom and the half as ayis of basar and half as ayis of emurim is not going to be mitzarif? So the Gemara says, nois pigul ha-pigul like kasha as it relates to the stir of pigul, it's not true. Kambe pigul, kambe machshev is pigul. Again, what's the stira? From the Brisa, it sounds like shlomim the emurel are not mitzdarif for pigul. From the Mishnah, it says kalapigulim mitzdarfim. The Teretz is, when the Mishnah says kalapigulim mitzdarfim, it's talking about the achila. If somebody goes ahead and he eats a kezayis of basar, of a carbon pigul, it doesn't matter if you eat a half a zayis of basar, a half a zayis of emurim, or a full zayis of basar, or a full zayis of emurim, you're always going to be chayv. And it's true for noila, it's also true for a shlom. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says kol hapigulim mitzdarfim. When we make a diak from the Braisa that oila ve'emurel is mitzarif lepigel, but when it comes to shlomim ve'emurel, it's not mitzarif lepigel, we're handling the machsheves pigel. What does it mean the Machsheves Pigel? Machsheves Pigel, we know, is manifest in Achilas Adon and Achilas Mizbech. Shtei Achilas Achasim Adab. Echad Achilas Adon, Vechad Achilas Mizbech. That means if someone has a Machsheva to eat a Kizayis of Basar, let's say Shlom, Chutzlis Manoi, that's a Machsheves Pigel. If someone has a Machsheva to be Makter, a Kizayis of a Murim, Shlomim Chutzlis Manoi, that's a Zaychad Machsheves Pigel. What would be if somebody has a Machsheva to eat a half a Zayis of Basar and to be Makter a half a Zayis of a Murim? Would it be Mitzdarif or would it not be Mitzdarif? Does Zok the Mishnah that it's not going to be Mitzdarif. So Kasha Pigel a Pigel, the Gemara says, Loi Kasha. Kan Bimach Sheves Pigel, Kan Bipigel. As it relates to Kala Pigul Mitzdarifin, that's regards to someone who ate the Pigel, the Chiv Karis. As it relates to the fact that the Shlomim, the Emurel, not be Mitzdarif, that's on the level of the Machsheves Pigel. And by the way, the svara of why it's not Mitzdarif on the Machsheves Pigel is Rashi, is very poshut. Because a Machsheva has to be a real thing, a rational thing. If you had a Machsheva to eat half a Kizayis Basar Chutzlis Manoi and to eat half a Kizayis of Emurim Chutzlis Manoi, well, you had a mind to eat half a kezayis of something that doesn't have a din achila. And if you had a mind to be makter a half a kezayis of basar and to be makter a half a kezayis of emurim, on the half a kezayis of emurim, that's a proper akhtara. But on the half a kezayis of a basar, that's nothing. That's not going to be a machshava. And to have a machshava that I'm going to be makter a half a kezayis and need a half a kezayis, the akhtara and achila is not mitzdar. So the bottom line is, it's poshut on the machshava level, zok dehilig Rashi. It's a long Rashi. Why it wouldn't be mitzdarif? But once I have a chefza pigel, I establish the pigel. I eat a half of this, a half of that. That's talach of chela pigulum mitzdarif. So again, the Gemara says pigel, pigel like kasha. One is talking about the etzim chefza of the pigel, eating it, and the other one's talking about the ikr machshava. Noisna, noisna like kasha. What about the stira of noiser? Right? What's the stira? Oylev emurel mitzdarif from the noiser, and then we have Kol ha-pigulim mitzdarfin, v'chol ha-noisorin mitzdarfin as well. So the Gemara says that's not either a kasha. Kan bin noiser, kan b'sheni toisru ad shaloi nizra kadam. What does that mean? The Mishnah that says kol ha-noisrin mitzdarfin, that's the same as the Mishnah that says kol ha-pigulim mitzdarfin, where I have a cheftz of noiser. So I have basar noiser, I have emurim noiser, add a half a kezayis of this, add a half a kezayis of that. Half plus a half equals one. You ate a kezayis of noiser. As a result, you're now going to be chayav karis. When the braisa seems to suggest that only oil of emurel mitzdarfin, but shlomim ve'emurel are not mitzdarf lenoiser, that's talking about b'sheni toisru adshalei nizr kadam. So the Gemara is going to explain this a little bit. But let's explain about Peh first. And that is, the case is talking about where somebody was bringing a carpet, and then the basar got lost, and the emurim got lost. And what he was left with was a half a zayas basar and a half a zayas of emurim. You have to hold cheshbon over here. He then went ahead and he did a zrika. Then the basar became noisar. The question is it going to be considered noisar or is it not going to be considered noisar? Basar and emurim are mitzarif technically for noisar. But what's unique about this case was, is that at the time that the Kohen did the Zerika, all he had was this half a Zayas of Basar and this half a Zayas of Emurim. And the question is the half a Zayas of Basar and the half a Zayas of Emurim mitzdarif, is it mitzdarif to say that I had a Kezayas for the Zerika to be a good Zerika, to say that now that this was nitoiser after the zrika, it's going to be a cheftz of noiser. So there's a few pieces of kachim that this Gemara presupposes we already know. One, it's going to speak out mefurish, and that is, we know this machlokes is Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. Whether or not a zrika is a kosher, a zrika if there's no basar. Rabbi Eliezer holds, im ein dam ein basar. But im ein basar, yesh dam. Rabbi Yeshua holds, just like im ein dam ein basar, so too im ein basar ein dam. There has to be a kezayis of basar in order for a zrika to be a good zrika. Another halach is that in order to have noisar, you have to have a zrika. Rashi says that it's learned out from the halach of pigel. Quotes the Gemara earlier in the Masechta. Just like pigel is only chal at shekarvu kol matirav, right? You have to do a zrika. So too noisar is only chal, you have to do a zrika. So the question over here is what would be if I had a half a zayas of basar, I had a half a zayas of emurim, you went ahead and it did a zrika, then it was nitoiser. And then somebody went ahead and ate from it. So is it going to be mitzarif now, these two hafiz esim, to say that he ate noiser or not? And really what it's going to be tali in is whether it's even a heftz of noiser, which itself is going to be tali in whether or not the zrika was materately noiser, so to speak, whether the zrika was a zrika, which itself is tali in the machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, and that's the next line. The Gemara says, Umani, you want to know who the tan of this price is? Rabbi Shua, the tan, you're into the price. So Rabbi Shua says, Kol azvachim shabbat toirish, and nishtaybem, kezayis basar, vikezayis chelev. Any carbon that you have a leftover of a kezayis basar, kezayis chelev, zayis chelev, you could be zayis chelev, chatzis zayis basar, vichatzis zayis chelev. This is what we need. Einoi zayis chelev, you can't do a zriko. You have to have a kezayis of other basar, other emurim. But you can't be mitzdarif a half and a half. Uba oilo, when it comes to an oilo, chatzis zayis basar, vichatzis zayis chelev, zayis chelev. And the reason is, with nature, kula kolo, because the whole thing is kolo. Umincha, Rabbi Shua Firda, he said, afilu kulu kayemes, like Yizroik, you shouldn't go ahead and do a zrika. Then when it comes to the carbon mincha, even if the whole thing is kayem, still a yizroik. Faith the Gemara, mincha, maya vidita. We're talking about zrika. Vukum tarain, mincha bezrika. Rashi, my zrika's dam, ikka be mincha. There's no zrika by mincha. Amra pap, rapan pasen, minchas nesachim. It's referring to the minchas nesachim, abba mazevach, right? That was the mincha, the nesachim that came together with the carbon. There was a concept of a mincha that came together with a carbon known as the minchas nesachim. That required a zrika first. There would have been a hava mina that maybe if you have the minchas nesachim remaining, that's enough to satisfy Rabbi Yeshua's criteria of im ein basar ein dam. You have to have other basar, other emurim. And not just that, you have to have a kezayis basar, a kezayis emurim. But the bottom line is, it's mefurish in Rabbi Yeshua, that a chatzis zayis of basar, chatzis zayis of chelik, ein ezaris adam, if that's the curse, if that's what you had, and you went in and did a zrika, and then it became noiser, it would not be considered noiser. And that's what we mean, that when it comes to the oila, being that a chatzis zayis of basar, chatzis zayis of emurim are mitzdarif, so oila of emurel is mitzdarif and mishul noiser. As opposed to when it comes to the shlomim, it's not mitzdarif. If this is Yen Rabbi Yeshua in that price, and it's for that reason that would be the halacha. Moving along to the next Mishnah, Hakoymitz, the Halavoyna, Vaktoyres, Uminchas Koyanim, Uminchas Koyim Moshiach. Uminchas Nesachim. So we just mentioned a whole bunch of things that had a din haktara on the mizbeach. What do they all have in common? They're all not zvachim, right? So. Koimitz is part of a mincha. The Levoina is part of a mincha, part of the Lechem Aponim also. The Ketairis was the Ketairis. Mechas Koyanim, Mechas Koyim Mashiach, Mechas Nesachim. These are all different types of menachas. Shehikriv mehem, me echad mehem kezayis pachutz. If somebody would go, would take a kezayis of one of these things and would be makrivit pachutz chayiv, it would be chayiv. And this is based on the brayse that we saw right at the beginning of the daf, that from the Pesach HaYomayit Lo Yeviyenu, we learn kol abol Pesach HaYomayit chayiv and ala pachutz. Meaning, even though in the Torah it says oylo izavach, so you would have thought it's only a zevach, right? Even was a havamina for a half a second, only an oylo. But at the end of the day, we were marbo all types of haktaros. So the koimitz, the levoina, the ktaros, mechaskan, mechaskan mashiach, mechas nesachin. If somebody takes from one of them and he's makter a kezayis, that's the shir haktaro, bachutz, he's going to be chayv. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, some have the girsa, Rabbi Lazar, we'll go Rabbi Eliezer, poiter ad sheyakrev es kulon. Rabbi Eliezer says no, that if somebody would only take a kezayis of koimitz, a kezayis of levoina, a kezayis of these things, and he would be makter at bachutz, he wouldn't be chayv. Einoi chayv ad sheyakrev es kulon. You would have to be makter the entire shir. The Gemara is going to talk a lot about this. The kulot shekriven b'chutz, as it relates to all these things, if somebody would go and be makrivit b'finim, v'shayer mehen kezayis, he would leave over a kezayis, v'kriven b'chutz, and he would be makriv that b'chutz. Chayiv, then everybody agrees you're going to be chayiv. Meaning, as much as Rabbi Eliezer holds, that if you're only makter a kezayis b'chutz, you're potter, that's if you have the whole share, and I just took a kezayis of it, I was makter b'chutz. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you only chayiv, I'm makter the whole shir. But let's say the kezayis that I was makter is the last surviving kezayis, because the rest of it I was makriv already. So I was already makriv everything. I have a kezayis left. If I go ahead and I'm makriv that kezayis b'chutz, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be moida, that the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv. Another halacha the Mishnah says that everybody agrees on, the kulon shechasru kolsho. In the event that you would have one of the aforementioned things, and a little bit became chaser, it went gone, burnt, it's missing. V'hikriva b'chutz, and then you would take the rest of it, the balance, and you'd be makriv b'chutz, potter, you would be potter, and the reason you'd be potter is because once it's chaser a little bit, now it's pasul, so now already it's not something that shayach to Bifnim, and being that it's not something that's Shaykh to Bifnim, so it's for that reason it's going to be excluded from the laws of Allah. The last halacha of the Mishnah is Hamayla Kodshim the Emurim Bachutzchai. Rashi says the case is where the Emurim and the Basar were attached to each other. Shehikrib Abasar the Emurim Michubarim Boy. You're going to be Chayiv. The Gemara is going to talk about this in tomorrow's daf. Either way. So this Mishnah was very much in continuation from the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said that the halach is if someone is makriv, any type of carbon, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's kosher, or even if it's possible, if it's psul makoidish, but if it's a member of a zevach, and you go ahead and you makriv a pachutz, you're going to be chai. What about shar things that had a din to be burnt on the mizbeach? So then already, there's a machloikis. According to everybody, you're chayiv, but the question is, how much of it would you have to be? Would you have to be makter in order to be chayiv? According to the Chacham in the Mishnah, as long as you makter a kezayis. So a kezayis of koimitz, of levoina, of ketoiris, any one of the menachis that you makter bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you would have to be makter the entire thing. Now everybody agrees if you already makter everything but the kezayis that you'll be chai for the kezayis. Additionally, everybody agrees that if part of it was chaser and then you makter the kezayis, even if you makter everything left, you're going to be potter. The shaila is where I have the full share. I only went and I was makter kezayis of it. The question is, am I going to be chayiv or am I not going to be chayiv? Now if you take a look, there's some long Rashis over here in the Mishnah. I just want to mention two ha'aris that Rashi speaks out before we start the Gemara. The first is, Rashi, really quoting a Gemara on the bottom of the Yom, it says that the premise for this machloikis between the Chacham Rabbi Eliezer and our Mishnah, if someone's makter, kezayis ayuchayiv, or do you have to be makter the entire shir, it's based on the fact that the Pasuk says, Ve'el pesach oyomoy lo yevienu lasois oisai l'ashem. And from the words lasois oisai, it sounds like you have to do it. You have to bring the whole thing. So what's the machlekes? Machlekes, what's it? What is the whole thing? Is the whole thing the whole thing? Azoyat Rabbi Eliezer. Or is the whole thing a shir chashiv? A kezayis? Azoy halten de chacham. Rashi adds, then notice, there was no Rabbi Eliezer in the perek up until this Mishnah. For example, the previous Mishnah, which was talking about all the different types of zvachim, that you would be chayav for. There's no mention of Rabbi Eliezer. The only time you chayav is if you makta all the emurim, or you take every last piece of basar of this oila and you burn it on the mizbeach. Rashi says it's muchach from there that Rabbi Eliezer's moida that when it comes to zvachim you'd be chayav for a kezayis. What's the svara? Because for sure the taich of lasis oisoi when it comes to a haktara of a zevach is a kezayis. The shaila really is how you taich lasis oisoi when it comes to the koimetz, or the Levina, or the Ketairis, or all the other Menachas. That's what's going on over here. So again, the Shaila is not Kezayis or everything. The Shaila is how do you tight Shlasi Soy Soy? And that's why when it comes to Zvachim, there's no Machloikas, because everybody agrees. Lasi Soy Soy is a Kezayis. It's always the Shirak Torah. And that's going to be the Shirak Torah as it relates to Hashem Mamayla. Hence, no Machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Where we have the Machloikas is by the other Akhtaris. There is a Shaila Zokta Ela Garashi, how you tight Shlasi Soy Soy. And because there's a Shaila, how you tight Shlasi Soy Soy, that begets this machlokes. Either way, zokt gemara tanu rabbanan abraisa hamakter kezayis. The shita mekubetzes adds the word ketoiris. Now, whether you add the word ketoiris or don't add the word ketoiris is, from the havana perspective, irrelevant, because regardless, the braisa is talking about ketoiris. Just the shaila is to say the word ketoiris and the braisa. There'll be a giveaway in 1 second that we're talking about ketoiris. But hamakter kezayis bachot. So someone's makter kezayis of ketoiris bachot. Chayv is going to be chayv. Chatzi pras bifnim. If somebody, that's the giveaway, right? Because what was the shear of ketoiris? Pras b'shachris and pras b'ein arbaim, right? It was a pras. So if somebody would go ahead and it would be makter a chatzi pras bifnim, potter, he would be potter. So let's just meditate on this Bryce for a second. Bryce has a resha and a seifa, like all fun Bryces do. Hamakter kezayis ketoiris bachutz, you're going to be chayev. It sounds like the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Going to Chachamim, Kezayis, going to Rabbi Eliezer. Last of the means the whole thing. Okay, fine. Additionally, Chatzi Pras Bifnim, Potter. Somebody takes a half a Pras Bifnim, you're going to be Potter. L'chaira, Potter would seem to be the wrong word. You want to clear a Shaila where the Shear of Keteris is a Pras, and you only did a half a Pras. Did you get it right? Did you get it wrong? Good. You were Yoitzah, you weren't Yoitzah, Kosh, Apostle, I don't know. But Potter suggests that you did something wrong, but Potter, right? I'm issuing you a warning. Next time, you're in big trouble. So the Gemara says, this is really the Pesach to this Braisa, right? Very often, when the Gemara works with a Braisa, it's because there's something in the Braisa that's sasam. The Mishnayos were edited much more properly than the Braisas were. And as a result, sometimes there's something that just needed the work, and the Amiram in real time are giving us behind the scenes access to how they're rolling their sleeves up and how they're thinking and how they're going about it. So over here, what's causing this noise, right? The topic of today's lecture is going to be, how do we understand the words of the Braisa, the quote-unquote Sefer, the infamous Sefer, Chatz Bras Bifnim Potter, right? How do we make sense of those words? It doesn't make sense, Bifnim Potter. So, Kazolka Daitach, when the Bnei Yeshiva went to it for the first time, they thought, my Potter, Potter Zar. Oh, Geschmack. Probably what it means is not what a regular kosher Koyin who's 10 deiris from the Rebbe of Meilech is the one that's doing the Avoyta, right? 10 deiris from Aaron HaKoyin. It's talking about where you have someone coming to do the Avoyta who's not allowed to do the Avoyta. He's a Zar, he's a friend. He's not supposed to do it. Okay, but here's the good news, right? That's the bad news. But thankfully for him, all he did was a chatzi pras. So he's a pasul, but he's also a missel. Right? He doesn't know the halachas, so he only did the wrong thing. So as a result, potter, because a zar that goes ahead and brings the ketores is not potter. But being that he only did a chatzi pras, since for that reason he's going to be potter. So that was the kasol kadaitach. But the Gemara says that Amiram didn't understand it. Amai haktarehi l'chayra. As long as he did a kizayis, even if he did a chatzi pras, he should be chayef. Why? Because of the ratio of the braisa. The ratio of the braisa, I'm not kizayis, but chutz chayef. What do you see from there? That a kizayis is a shear of haktara. How do you know kizayis is a shear of haktara? Because the only time you chayef b'chutz is if it was vel pesachoy moilay v'yenu. It has to be a shim. It's lasos oysoy, that makes it a shear haktara. So if you chayef b'chutz, it means it's a haktara. If it's a haktara, why if a zar does a b'fnim, should it be pot? So this is what was bothering the Amira. I'm Rav Zera, I'm Rav Chizda, I'm Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, I'm Rav. So Rav Zera said in the name of, trace itself all the way back to the great Rav. He says, nah, the Olam didn't understand properly. My pot, you know what potter means? Pater means pater tzibur. The tzibur is for pater from having to go ahead and bring another ketores. And the reason is because they were yoitza. And faker, the ratio and the safe of the braisa actually shtem. Hamaktik zayis pachot tzchayev. Why? Ketores, kezayis, what happened to a pras? The teretz is because all you have to really bring is a kezayis. And that's pshat, by the way, chatzi pras bifnim, pater. That the tzibur would bring a chatzi pras, even though it says in the Torah pras, pater, they wouldn't have to bring another one. Rashi speaks out that if that's pshat in the braisa, then you have to say even chatzi pras is ladafka. It's not chatzi pras, it's kezayis. Really, it's all about kezayis. Snamakta kezayis bachot chayiv, and really, hamakta kezayis bifnim. Even though it's not the pras, pater, you're going to be pater. So either way, Reb Zera heard the tumult amongst the Amiram. The Olam thought, my pater, pater zar, they couldn't understand Kappa's feast. They couldn't understand the ratio to the safe of the braisa. So he said that Rav Chizda told me in the name of Yimbir Bar Abba, who told me in the name of Rab, my pater, pater tzibur. And if that's the case, it's all good. But then Reb Zera said, but the truth is, even according to the Messiah that I had from the great Rab, we still have a problem. It's a different problem, but a problem nonetheless. I'm Reb Zera. Reb Zera said, Ikashali, Hakashali. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with my pshat and what's bothering me. Because I heard something else in the name of Rav. A second comment that Rav made on this price, and that was, as it relates to this halacha of chatzi pras bifnim pater, afilu Rabbi Eliezer moida. Even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be moida. So Rav understood chatzi pras bifnim pater means pater tzibur, and then he said that even Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that says if someone's maila a pachas mikashir bachutz, the halacha is that he's going to be potter, but he's maida that if the tzibur b'fnim would go ahead and do pachas mikashir, he would be chayef. And Rav Zera said, that's not something I could understand. The Rabbi Eliezer lav haktari he kamar. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said that if you do a pachot, you potter. Why? Because it's not lasi soysa, it's not a cheftz of haktara. So if it's not haktara, then how could it be b'fnim? You could be chayef. So kasha racial is safe, I don't have. But I have a kasha on a comment that Rav made on the Braisa, had his shtim with the Mishnah. Rav's comment on the Braisa was that even Rabbi Eliezer vazokt in the Mishnah, that if somebody is maila, a pachas mikashir of k'tayrus b'chod, stalach is, he's going to be potter. But if the tzibur would bring the pachas mikashir b'fnim, they would be yoitza. If the tzibur would be yoitza, then if you do it pachutz, it's a lasi soisoi. You are mekayim in a bad way. Val pesach moy loy v'yanu and hazrus lo v'nichras. You should be chayv koris. I don't understand. Said Rav Zeira, Rav's comment on the Braisa. Zok to Gemara, and really to answer this kasha, we're going to see from here until the two dots, which are 10 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, the Gemara is going to bring three different mahalachim. Very gishmak. The first one is Rabba. Amar Rabba. Rabba said as follows. Pa'aktara dehechol kuli amalei pliki. Let's just be mocked them for 30 seconds. And that is, la'olam, you're going to have to say that Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah holds that if someone's makdik Torah, pachas mikashir, it's not a haktara. And Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa, the way Rav suggested, is going to hold that if someone's makdik or pachas mikazayas of Torah, bifnim, it's going to be a good haktara. Which means that pachutz, you're going to be chayef. Meaning, you have to say that the two Rabbi Eliezers are somehow true. There's a shittas Rabbi Eliezer in the world that Ketoros requires a klarashir, and there's a shittas Rabbi Eliezer in the world that holds that it doesn't require a klarashir. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer holds it requires the full share. And in the Braisa, he holds it doesn't require the full share. Now, how can you make sense of that? So without even looking, if you cover the Gemara, if somebody asks you now, 108 days into Zvachim, how is it possible that the Gebir Rabbi Eliezer that holds that a Keteris requires a share, and the Gebir Rabbi Eliezer holds a Keteris doesn't require a share? What's the answer? There were two Keterises, right? There was the Keteris that was brought every single day, twice, Pamayim Bahavim, the Beis HaMikdash, and then there was the special Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur. And all the Amiram are on some level going to work with that a little bit. That's the Shlissel, that's the Mafteach. There's a little bit of an Eitzah because of the fact that we know there were two Ketoroses. Amar Rabba, so Rabba goes first. Rabba's the Rebbe. It's going to be Rabba, Abaye, and Rav. So Amar Rabba, the Rebbe goes first. He said, Baktara de Hechol, as it relates to the Haktara of the Hechol, also known as the Ketoros of the Hechol, the Ketoros that was born every single day in the Hechol, the Kulei Amalei Pligi. With regard to that, there's no machloikis. What does it mean there's no machloikis? With regards to that side, Rebbe Eliezer side, we have to hold cheshbin, hold that if you would do a haktara of pachas mikashir bachutz, you would be chayef. And if the tzibur would do a haktara of pachas mikashir bifnim, they would also be chayef. It'd have to be a kazayas. It has to be a haktara. But even if it's not a full pras, that's going to be okay. They're going to be yoitza. Meaning the point is that there's going to be no shir. And kuli amalei pligi. And that's what Rav meant when he commented on the braisa. Hamak tiksayas pachutz chayef chatzi pras bifnim potter. He said that, boho, I feel the Rebbe Eliezer moida, because this is talking about the ktoris me. Bachutz is where the Ketoros of the Hechol and the Ketoros of the Hechol, everybody agrees. And you want to know why everybody agrees? Because there's no shear. Now, Rashi speaks out. There's no shear. Of course, there's a shear. There has to be a pras. Rashi's lashon is, it's a shear de rabbanon. It's Rashi's lashon. That shear, it's not ma'akiv al kaponim. And being that shear is not a shear, that's ma'akiv. So it's for that reason you're going to have an issue. Ki pligi, where is the machloik? Is baktara bifnim. The Akhtara that was done, not Lefnim, because the Eichel was also Lefnim. The Akhtara that was done, Lefnai v'Lefnim, the one that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that was not on Yom Kippur. The Mar Savar, the Rabbi Eliezer holds, Meloi Chofnov Dafka. That Meloi Chofnov is Dafka. There, the shear is a different shear. It's Meloi Chofnov. And being that it has to be Meloi Chofnov, you better get the whole shear. And if you don't get the whole shear, then it's nothing. Therefore, it's not a lasi. So you say, if you do a bachutz, there's no v'pesach loy v'yenu, it's not going to be a problem. Umar sub, amaloy chavna lav dafka. Chum hold the amaloy chavna is lav dafka. And therefore, as long as you do a kezayis, you do a akhtar chashuva, that in and of itself is going to be okay. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that says that the whole shear is ma'akiv was talking about the keteris of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa, or the Braisa that Rav said, Rabbi Eliezer's signed on, Gamanim, it's Tarifla. That Braisa is talking about the Keteris of the Hechel. The Keteris of the Hechel really had no shear. Now, just to make one thing clear, I think it's obvious, but just for the sake of lack of ambiguity. So the Braisa said, Tan Rabbanon, Hamakter Kizayas Bachutz Chayev, Chatzi Pras Bifnim Potter. When we said on the second part of the Braisa, Chatzi Pras Bifnim Potter Baha, Filu Rabbi Eliezer Moida, it's not just the second half of the Braisa, it's the whole Braisa. Right? We almost couldn't say it on the first part of the Braisa. You can't say Hamakdik Zayis Bachutz Chayev, because Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, Hamakdik Zayis Bachutz Potter. But now that we understand, like Kasher, we're talking about two different types of Ketoroses, so for sure, the whole Braisa, the cup and feast from the Braisa Shtem, so Hamakdik Zayis, which Kazayas. A Kazayas of Keteris. Which Keteris? The Keteris of the Heichel. You're going to be chayv alibi the Kuli Alma because there's no share. Chatzi Pras Bifnim Potter. In fact, if the Tzibu would bring a Chatzi Pras, not really a Chatzi Pras, a Kazayas, Bifnim Potter, they would fulfill their obligation and they would be Yoitza. In the Mishnah, the Keteris that they're arguing about, Rabbi Lezach, I'm talking about the Keteris of Lifnim Lifnim, that's already an under-assert machloikis. Either way, that was Rabbi's Teretz. I'm like, Abaya, but Abaya told Rabbi, so it comes out according to you, what is essentially the machloikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Lezach and the Mishnah? It's whether the Maloi Chafna of the Keteris of Yom Kippur was all ma'akiv or not ma'akiv. He told him it can't be. You know why? V'haki ksiva chuka ba'ap ktara defnim hu dechsiv. There's one keteris that it says the word chukah by, and that's the keteris of Yom Kippur. And we know the word chukah always means likuvah. That's why everything in the avodah of Yom Kippur was ma'akev, because it says chukah. But it says it not by the keteris of the heichal, but kiksiva chukah ba'aktara depnimu d'chsev. Right, that's where it says it. So for sure, the shir aktara of the Torahs on Yom Kippur, the Maloi Chafnav is going to be Makkah. There's no way there's a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer with regards to that. It can't be Rabbi Eliezer holds Makkah, Chacham holds not Makkah. There's no such thing. And if that's the case, your whole binyan falls off. We have to revisit this Shaila. Elam Abayas. Abayas said, let me tell you the answer to the stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi speaks out that Abaya was going to work with the Hanukkah, not was, is going to work with the Hanukkah of Rabbah. And that is that the way to reconcile the stira is that talking about two different keteruses. The Mishnah is talking about the keterus of Yom Kippur, and the Braisa is talking about the keterus of Heichel. That's the Eitzah. Let's go backwards. As it relates to the keterus of Heichel, it's exactly what Rabbah said, cut and paste Rabbah. So at the keteris of Heichel, there's no real shear, and be that there's no real shear, as long as you makter kezayis b'chutz, that's enough for you to be chayiv, and if the tzibur does kezayis b'fnim, they're going to be pot. The machlokes is, when it comes to the kezayis of the keteris b'fnim, which is of Kodesh HaKadosh. Now, Abaya holds that according to everybody, it says chukah. So therefore, for short, it is going to be ma'akif, which would explain which shita. It would explain the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's why Rabbi Eliezer would hold that if you makter kezayis b'chutz, you're not going to be chayiv. Who needs to be explained? The shita of the chacham. Rabbi said the chacham hold that the keteris of Yom Kippur is not ma'akif. Abaya can't live with that. So for sure they hold it is ma'akif. So if it's ma'akif, it's pachas mikashir. Why would you be chayiv if you're ma'akif only a kezayis? Abaya comes in and he says as follows. Ba'akhtara bifnim kuli amalei pligi. This is very, very tricky. Because the word bifnim over here means the akhtara of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Meaning over there, everybody agrees that it's ma'akiv the shir. Ki pligi ba'aktara d'chutz. The machlokes is, if you would take the k'tayrus of Yom Kippur, which is supposed to go bifnim, and instead you would bring it pachutz, and you did only a kezayis of it, would you be chayiv or not? Mar savar the chachomim hold, mar savar yalfinon, pnimichutz, that you learn pnimichutz. Umar savar lo yalfina pnimichutz. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, mar savar yalfina pnimichutz. Yalfina, this is keteres shel pnim, mikteres shel hechel. So here the pnim and the chutz change. The pnim over here means the keteres of the kodesh hakodashim. First is the chutz, which is the one that was outside of the kodesh hakodashim, which was the keteres in the hechel. What's the Yalfusa? Just like the Keteris of the Heichel, Bachutz, you'd be chayav for a Kezayis, so too the Keteris of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Bachutz, you're also going to be chayav. Now really, it shouldn't be that way. It doesn't make any sense. Because what motivates, what drives whether or not you're chayav on a Kezayis or you need a bigger share, a smaller share? It's what Lasi Soysa is. It's what the din is in terms of when you're going to do a pefnim. Stating that, the Chachamim come with a grace of Chiddush, Yalfino Pnimichutz, that there's a Yalfusa, that the Taich of Allah's chutz for the k'tayrus of pnim is the same as the taich of haktaras haktaras with regards to the k'tayrus of chutz, meaning in the heichel. And just like when it comes to the heichel, it's a kezayis, because that is the last yisoyso, so too when it comes to the k'tayrus of Yom Kippur, even though the shir and the last yisoyso is a maloi chafna, but over here it's going to be different. Umar Sava, Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't know what you're talking about. Lo yalfinon. What kind of yalfinon? No, each one you have to view individually. And over there the last yisoyso is a kezayis, memele be chayr for kezayis b'chutz. Over here the last yisoyso is going to be a maloi chafna, and maybe you need a maloi chafna. So with this Gemara, it's tricky. The havon in the Gemara is not tricky. What's tricky is what's
Pnum? What's Pnim? What's Pnum? What's Pnim and what's Chutz and what's Pnim and what's Chitz, right? This is all one big, maybe that would help. But either way, this is a little bit confusing, but the Cheshbon of the Gemara is Gevaldik. The point is, everybody holds that when it comes to the Heichel, there's no shear, and that's why a Kezayis Bachutz, you're going to be Chayiv, and if the Tzibur does a Kezayis Bethnim, they're going to be Potter. Everybody holds that when it comes to the Keteris on Yom Kippur, the shear is Malei Chofnov, and if you were doing it Bethnim Mamish, that would be the shear. The Shaila is, when you do the Malei Chofnov Bachutz, as in a Shchutei Chutz, and what's the Shaila, whether Yalfino Pnim Michutz, whether we learn the laws of the Keteris of Yom Kippur from the laws of the Keteris of the Heichel with regards to what the shear for Chutz is. That's what the Shaila is. The Chachamim hold Yalfina Pnimi Chutz, and Rabbi Eliezer holds Lo Yalfina Pnimi Chutz. Amar Rav. So Rav heard Abaye's Teretz, and Rav commented at Abaye. He said, Abaye, let me ask you a question. Akal v'chaymer. Hash the Chutz mi Chutz lo Yalfi Rabbanon. Pnimi Chutz mi Boya. If the Rabbanon don't learn Chutz mi Chutz, I don't think for sure they're going to learn Pnimi Chutz. My, what does he even mean? So the Gemara says, the Tanya we learned to the Brayis, Yochel, you would think, Hamayla pachas mikazayas koimetz. If someone's mayla pachas mikazayas of koimetz, who pachas mikazayas emurim, or pachas mikazayas of emurim, vahamanasech pachas mishleishas lugin yayin, or pachas migimel lugin mayim, or if somebody would be manasech, he would pour less than 3 lugim of yayin, that's the minimum shear of nesachim that you'll ever find in the Beis HaMikdash, or less than 3 lugin of mayim, that was the shear nischamayim on sukkis. Yeah, chayiv, you would think if somebody does less than this year, he would be chayiv. Talmud Leimar, it says lasois. Lasois oisoi, right? And we learn from here, this is the braisa that we've been quoting, that Rashi quoted in the Mishnah. Alas sholim chayiv, you chayiv for the sholim, vein chayiv ala chos. You never chayiv for the chos. So what's Rav's kasha? Vapachis mishloishas lugim. If you have less than 3 lugim of yayin or mayim, where the braisa says mefurish, that if you bring it bachutz, you're not going to be chayiv. The isfu kama zeisen. It's made up of several zeisen. Yet, Potter, v'lo yalfi rabbanu chutz michutz, and rabbanu don't learn chutz michutz. What do you see from here? You see from here that rabbanu don't even learn a chutz michutz. Kal v'chaymed they don't learn a pnim michutz. Let's explain this a little bit better with a little bit of Rashi's. Number one, the ikur kasha of Rava is, you're telling me anaya maisa. You're telling me that as much as we always thought that what drives perik hashoich of amayla is val pesach amayla yivienu or lasis oisle, that's what's driving this sugya, but it's not always true. It's not always true. There's an idea of yalfina pnimichutz, because if someone's going to be maila, a pachis of a lasis oisle de gashir of k'tiris of Yom Kippur, koin chom, you're going to be chayef. You know why? Because it's true by the k'tiris of the Heichel. So if it's true by the k'tiris of the Heichel, why wouldn't it be true for the k'tiris of Yom Kippur? There's a new maisa of Yalpina of the Mechaz. Well, if that's the case, Tainas Rava, that should undermine fundamentally and principally the whole lasis oisle. I'll give you an example of it. Not every case, but so many of the cases. Pachas mishloishes lugim yayim, pachas mishloishes lugim mayim. Avim mefurish ebraisa with the rabbanon say that halacha is you're going to be potter. Why? Because it's not lasis oisai. Why? Why? It's more than a kezayis. More than a kezayis. So you know you should say yalfinon. Oh, and by the way, says Rabbi, you don't even have to say pnim michutz. You could say yalfinon chutz michutz. Because over here, the shloishes lugim mayim, shloishes lugim yayim was all brought by chutz, right? It wasn't brought in the heichel, it was brought in the azara. And for example, a kezayis of emurim, or pick something that this year is a kezayis, where also it has a din to be brought by chutz, you say yalfinon, and the halachas, you should be chayef. So you see that you don't make this new business over here that yalfinon chutz michutz, psanaya maisa. We don't say that. We don't say that. There's a din of lasis oisoi, and that's what drives, that's the engine behind all perik hashoichet v'mailo. And you have to look at each thing individually. Not like your shtickle teira abaya, that there's no lasis oisoi when it comes to the k'teiras of Yom Kippur. Right? This is the ikar kasha of Rav. Rashi just adds one knech, and that is, Rava's kasha is predicated on the fact that this braisa is the rabbanon, right? Hash the chutz michutz la yalfi rabbanon pnim michutz mi baya. Ma the chutz michutz rabbanon the whole pnim michutz. Why does he need it to be rabbanon? Again, we're learning the pshutei shal mikra of the Gemara, right? Pshutei shal Gemara. We should trademark that. But we're learning the pshutei shal Gemara, right? The words of the Gemara is hash the chutz michutz la yalfi rabbanon. Why is he saying that? He has to say that because if it's Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a kasha. Because Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah was not Yalef Pnimichutz. You have a Braisa, Shkoyach. It's the first time you ever learned the Gemara in your life. Maybe the Braisa is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Taka doesn't learn Pnimichutz. Kavul Chaymer doesn't even learn Chutz Michutz. But according to the Rabbanon that learned Pnei Michutz, maybe they would hold Chutz Michutz. So Rashi, that I know for sure this Braisa is not Rabbi Eliezer. You know why I know that? Because the Braisa said, Yochel Amayla Pachas Mikazayas Koymetz. Pachas Mikazayas Koymetz sounds like if it was a Kazayas, it's Chayef. But because it's Pachas Mikazayas, Yochel Yer Chayef, Tamaloy may you're not going to be Chayef. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Shir Koymetz is not a Kazayas. The Shir Koymetz is the Koymetz. And depending on the size of the Koymetz, that's how much you have to bring. Right? That was the first case in a Mishnah. A Koymetz, Valavoyna, Vechulu, Vechulu. If someone's Maila Me'echem and Kazai is Chayef, Rabbi has a point, that's Yaakov is cooler. So from the fact that you see in this Braisa that the sheer Koymetz is a Kazayas, because Yochel Pachas Mi Kazayas Tamaloymer, so I know it's the Chachamim. I know this is not Rabbi Yez, it's the Chachamim. You're telling me the Chachamim are Yalav Pnimi Chutz. I find that the Chachamim are not even Maila, they're not even Yalav Chutz Mi Chutz. Now we're going to see now the last Eretz of the Gemara, Elam HaRav. But before we see the last Eretz of the Gemara, let's see if we can be Mechavin to what's the postscript of the Gemara. So we're going to have one more Teretz and then a postscript. If we had to think on our own, is there a chiluk over here? Like, let's try to be mechalik between Rava's kasha and Abaya's case. Abaya's case is he wants to learn the k'tayrus of Yom Kippur from the k'tayrus of the Heichal. It's Pnei Michutz, but he holds it's a little bit of a tzushta. So, Rava, we don't even shtautzu the emurim to nisach hamayim. Shaykhis, emurim and nisach hamayim. Taka, we don't shtout so. How would you shtout it so? Right? Or the emurim and the nisach hayayin. The only thing they have in common is meat and wine come together, right? That's yontif. But meat and wine come together. But in terms of the two in yonim, they're completely unrelated aspects of a carbon. But when it comes to the two K'tayrus is, maybe they're one and the same. So Kubi, you're right. We're not Yalav Chutz Michutz when the two Avoidas are very different. But we Yalav even Pnim Michutz when it's the same Indian, where it's the same K'tayrus. At the very end of the Gemara, Ashi's going to say that. He's going to come back and say, I think I like Abaya's Teretz, and this is the way I can make Abaya's Teretz work. But first we have to see the third Teretz of the Gemara, Elam HaRava. Rava said, I'm going to answer the steer a little bit differently. Again, we're going back to the original Kasha. What was the original Kasha? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Poitachi, Yaakov, Eskulon, including that as the K'tayrus. The Bryson said, Amakta, Kazayas, K'tayrus, Bachot, Chayev, Chatzi, Pras, Bifnim, if the Tzibur border, you're going to be Pot. And Rav said that it's true, I feel I'll leave with Rabbi Eliezer, which would seem to suggest that this year is a Kazayas. This year is not the full Inyan. So Rava came and Rava said, I'm going to tell you a different teretz. Now Rashi's akdama to Rav. Rashi has akdama to all three teretzim. Rashi's akdama to Rav is that Sai the Mishnah and Sai the Braisa are talking about the regular k'tayrus. Not one is the k'tayrus of Yom Kippur and the other one is the k'tayrus of the Heichal, which seemed to be the easy way out. The reason Rava doesn't like it is because it seemed to be the easy way out, right? When we started this, it looked like, oh, that's for sure the way out. But Lamaisa, there were a kuli upshuri along the way. We stubbed our toe a few times, right? Abaya didn't like Rabba's pshad, then Rava didn't like Abaya's pshad, B'chlal B'Simon Amana, apparently Rava didn't like Rabba's pshad either. So they're all, right now, as much as it sounds like, of course, there's two dinim, there's two k'tayruses, but after further review, right? Rava doesn't agree. So Rava says that La'olam, the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about the regular k'tayrus that was brought every day. Okay, then we mamish have a stira, right? But Rava said, k'goin, I'll tell you what's going on. The Mishnah is talking about the kavinu shnei chatzoi pras b'mana. Where what happened was, the kohen took the two half of prases, he took a full pras, and he put it together in one keli. So again, the shear of the k'tayrus of the Heichal is only extra credit. It's not ma'akev. That's why everybody agrees in the Braisa that if you'd be Maila Kazayas, you'd be good to go. I mean, bad to go, right? If you did a bachotz. Or if you did a bifnim, good to go. The case is talking about the case of the Mishnah, where you took the two half of Kazayasim and you put them into the same mana. The question is, once you put them into the same mana, do we say that now the mana, the keli, is koveya a new shear? Being that they're living together in the same Mizrak, in the same keli, now all of a sudden they're bound to each other, and now the mana is mekadesh them in a way where this is going to be the shear. If that's the shear, now does Makom declare that if I do pachis, maybe I'm going to be out. And that is exactly the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Marsav, Akfias, Mana, Milsi. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you didn't have to take the two half of process and put them into the same keli. But once you did milsi, it accomplished something. That is the shear now. So if you're going to take only a kezias, now you're going to be potent. The Chachamim Olav milsi, it didn't change anything. And being that it didn't change anything, the shear is what it always was. And just like in the Braisa, kezias, you're going to be chayiv. In the Mishnah, if you take a kezias, you're going to be chayiv as well. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hashto, now that I just said this, that this is what I believe is the machlit of blessing the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, who hold that the kfiya of a mana is nothing. What would be if it was kavash shisha lapar? Somebody would take six lugin of nesachim for a par. So Rashi says that the shear of the amount of wine that you needed for nesachim when you brought a par was a chatziahin, which is six lugin. So if somebody would go ahead and he would take the six lugin that was meant for the par, umashach mehen arba, and he would take four from it, tekriven bachutz, he would be makriv bachutz, chayiv would be chayiv. And the reason is sheruin la'ayil, because it's a good share for an ayil. A par needed six lugin of yayin. The ayil only needed four. So what would be if somebody took six lugin for a par and he put it into a mana? And then he took out from the six four and he was ma'ilot bachutz. There would have been mokim to say that you would be potter. Because even though being ma'ila for lugin is a halah, but once it was in the mana with six, and now all of a sudden kfiyas mana's milsi, you're not going to be chayav. A bezok rav, the man dama kfiyas of the mana v'loy klomhu. So then, even if you were kavash, if you were kavash shisha lepar, umashach mehen arba, and you were makri bachutz, even though it's roi la'ayel, but the being that it's roi la'ayel, so for that reason, you're going to be chayav. The same would be true if he was kav arba la'ayel, if you put four for an ayel, umashach mehen shloisha, and you took three of it, v'ekriv v'machutz, you makriv v'chutz, chayav, you're going to be chayav. And the reason is, sheruin l'keves, because it's roi for the keves, because the keves only needed three lugin. The point is, being that it is a shir haktara, even though it was in a mana, but kfius to the mana, like, come, therefore you're still going to be chayav. But what would be if it was chasra kolshu? Let's say you had even less than three, v'ekriv v'machutz, and you makriv v'chutz, potter, you're going to be potter. And the reason that case you're going to be potter is because there was no behema that had this nesachim that was less than three lugin. And being that it was never less than three lugin, so that's not a lasis oisai, it's not lasis anything. And even if you don't know the kfius of the mana, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's not going to be an aktara. The bottom line is, Rav is just giving like a little knach to what he said. According to Rav, the hezbrin, the machloikis between Rav Eliezer and the chachamim, is whether kfius of the mana is milsi, la milsi. And he said, the nafkamina is in our Mishnah. If somebody took the full share of keteiros and he put it together in a mana, you would makriv only a half of it, bachotz, or even befnev. Right? The point is it aktara, is it not aktara? Kfius of the mana is milsi, it's not. If kfius of the mana is la milsi, then it is. Another nafkamina would be with regards to all the nesachim. There's different shiurim of nesachim. The minimum was always three lugin. That's for a keves. An ayil needed four, a par needed six. So what would be if you set aside six for the par, you ended up taking four or three, and you did bachutz. Is that going to be a problem? Is that not going to be a problem? If kfius of the mana is milsi, well, you didn't do what you were kaveya. If kfius of the mana is la milsi, they did. It's just another application, rabba l'shitasai, in the machloikis of Lezner Chacham. According to Rabba, this has no shaykhis to our Mishnah. According to Abaya, this has no shaykhis to our Mishnah. That's why they didn't mention it. According to Rabba, it has shaykhis to our Mishnah. And that's why he went ahead and he mentioned it. Either way, the last word in today's daf is going to come from the holy mouth of Ravashi, as it so often does. Ravashi is the Chasimus HaTalmud, and he very, very often gets the last word in a wordy sugya. And in our Gemara, Ravashi's last word is going to be that Ani Achriya. I heard three mahalchim over here in the sugya, and I want to go back to Abaya's Pesha. I like what Abaya said. I like Abaya's Mahalach, that the way to reconcile the seer between the Mishnah and the Brayse, the Mishnah is talking about the Keteris of Yom Kippur, the Brayse is talking about the Keteris of the Hechel. And I think that maybe the Machlokes is whether Yalfinim Pnim Yichutz, Le Yalfinim Pnim Yichutz. What was the Kasha? Rava's Grace of Kasha. Hashta Chutz Michutz, Le Yalfi Rabbanon. Right? He had a Raya, was the Rabbanon. The Pnim Yichutz Mibaya, Rav Ashi Yomar Nisuch Ma'akhtar, Le Yalfi Rabbanon. What was the Raya? The Raya was from the Nisuch that it requires at the very least three Lugin. Learn from something that's not Nisuch with the shiras of Kazayis, right? There's a lot of Kazayisim in the three Lugin. But the answer is Nisuch Maktar Layalfi Rabbanan Afal Gav Techutz Michutz, still Layalfi, Aba Aktara Me Aktara Yalfi. But when it comes to Aktara Maktar, that they learn Afal Gav Techutz Mipnim, even though one is Chutz and the other one is Bifnim. So either way, what's the recap of this last Gemara? We seem to have a little bit of a steer. In the Mishnah is Machloik between Rabbi Yehazan and the Chachamim with regards to Ketores. With regards to the Ketores, pachos mi shir, or be it a kezayif. Someone would be mailut pachot, but you'd be chayv, you'd be potter. Mishnah says, according to Chama, you'd be chayv, according to Blazer, you're going to be potter. We had a brisa that said Mefurish, you're going to be chayv, and Rav said that brisa is going even according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's the case. We have a steer between Rabbi Eliezer. We have three mahalchim that had to answer this. First mahalch was Rav. Rav said the Mishnah is talking about the Ketores of Yom Kippur. The brisa is talking about the Ketores of the Hechel that was brought every day. Ketores of the Hechel that was brought every day didn't have a shir li kuva. I mean that there was no shir li kuva. Everybody agrees that the halacha is that regardless of how much you makta b'chutz, you're automatically going to be chayev. In the Mishnah, where we're talking about the Keteris of Yom Kippur, there it's machlokes, maybe the shear is ma'akiv, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's ma'akiv, Chomel is not ma'akiv, and hence we have this nafkamina, where you're going to be chayev b'chutz for pachas, you're not going to be chayev b'chutz for pachas mikasher. Abai didn't like it, because Abai said there's no way there's a machlok is whether the shir, Meloi Chofna, Van Yom Kippur is ma'akev. We know it says chukah, and chukah means that it's ma'akev. So Abai said, I'll go with the mahalach of the Rebbe, but I'm going to tweak it a little bit differently. I agree the Mishnah is talking about the Keteris of Yom Kippur, the Braise is talking about the Keteris of the Heichel. The Keteris of the Heichel, everybody agrees because there's no shir. By the Keteris of Yom Kippur, really everybody holds there is a shir. Stating that, there's still a shayla. And the reason there's a shayla is because maybe Yalfina Plimichotz. Chamim hold that as much as the Meloi Chofnav is Ma'akiv, which would be Mechayiv, a shir, of Meloi Chofnav Allah's Chutz, by the Keteris of Yom Kippur, but being that the shir of Halas Chutz, as it relates to the Keteris of Chutz, the Keteris of the Heichel, that's a Kezayis, because the Shizna Ma'akiv. So Yalfina, one Keteris from the other Keteris, the way Rav Ashi explained at the end of the Gemara. We learn one Keteris from the other Keteris, and it's for that reason over there, that's what the Shir is going to be. Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo Yalfina Pnimi Chutz. Lo Yalfina Pnimi Chutz, okay, so therefore you have to look at it individually. What's the Shir Meloi Chofnav? The only time you're going to be Chayiv is if it was a Meloi Chofnav. And finally, Rava was the last Mahalach. Rava said that side the Mishnah and side the Braisa are talking about the regular Keteris of the Heichel. There's no Keteris of Yom Kippur going on over here. Everyone's talking about the Keteris of the Heichel. And the Keteris of the Heichel, the Shir is not Ma'akev. And that's why in the Braisa, everybody holds that if you're Maile Pachutz, you're Chayev. And if the Tzibur brings a little bit, as long as it's a Kezayis, they're going to be Potter. So what's going on in the Mishnah? Why would there be a Machloikis? What's Pashup Shan Rabbi Eliezer? Why would Rabbi Eliezer hold that the whole Shir is Ma'akev? It's a Kimta. Where they were put together in a mana. Rabbi Eliezer has a chiddush kviusa the mana milsi. I mean that it's milsi now, all of a sudden, it got a share. You are mechadish the share keilu. And now, if you're going to do pachas mashir and a chanami, you're going to be pot. Chamol kviusa the mana is not milsi. Oh, and by the way, chapsanaf kaminun, the nesachim as well. There's other applications for it, but the bottom line is, this would be the three Mahalchim, how to reconcile the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What about Raid? That was the first share. That was the Chumash share, and we're going to stop here.